Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
Do we call them boppers?
And Matt. All like being pretentious cunts.
Yeah, say hello to nice people.
Gannis into Vancouver. Did they get knuckle pucked? The Click Commanders. Well, it's always soccer, right? No, I jumped it, dude.
Are you chucking?
Oh, kind of like Philip Rivers.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
Snyder!
LeBron's mom.
Gloves down!
Kiba lost Africa.
Booger broke Puker's fucking tibia.
I don't think you should swoop a man that old.
It's all good.
A fucking accident like your stinky cock. What up, Foppers? It is I, the Commish, coming at you live with a Sunday special. With me, as always, is my main man, Cam. How you doing, brother?
Good. How about you, Commish?
Good.
Oof.
Missing another game, sort of missing, as in I will be swearing periodically into the microphone for no reason, because the Capitals are just about... Hold on.
Oh, God.
And the Rockets... Oh, red!
Okay, Glare.
Yeah, that's... Sorry. I had to do the anthem thing. They're about to take off against the Flyers, and
that's ironic.
Yeah, well,
taking off against the Flyers. Are they gonna use the Winnipeg Jets to get there?
Well, I was trying to segue into that, but speaking of the Winnipeg Jets, so as we know from last week or last episode, obviously we're doing one a little bit early. Tampa has clinched the President's Trophy and thus the first seed in the playoffs.
Damn tampoons.
But since our last episode, Boston, Winnipeg.
The Boston Bruins.
The Jets, as we were talking about. The Boston Bruins, the Winnipeg Jets, Calgary, the Calgary Flames.
Are they X-Wings?
The San Jose Sharks. Only that fat guy.
Yeah.
Stay on target. He's a Calgary Flame.
Yeah, crap.
Those guys have all clinched playoff positions, but not necessarily, you know, the leader and what have you.
Take me to your leader.
Right. And in some other good news.
Yeah, this is good news.
For Cam.
Whoop, whoop.
Right now, anyway, Colorado in the playoffs. They've got only 1 point ahead of Minnesota and Arizona.
Yeah. Minnesota won or lost last night. So.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. It was crucial for us to get that second spot in the wild
yeah
card.
We fucking lost to them on Friday, which means that we are now only 1 point ahead of the Islanders and the Penguins in the Metro. So the Metro is wide the fuck open, and it's the only division that does not have a single team that is clenched yet. So once again, I'm gonna say it, my
clench
butthole is truly clenched. So they
clenched until it's clenched.
Yeah, and I hate to be the boy that cried wolf, but this game against the Flyers is as close to a must-win as possible. And our last game of the season versus the Islanders. So
ooh,
it very well could come down to that last game.
Got to win that shit.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Penguins are probably going on a run and give us a run for the money. But you know what? I'm not too worried about it. Obviously, division.
Yeah, you won the Stanley Cup last year.
No. Fuck that. I want it again. But I was going to say about it's good if we win the division, but I think like our playoff game will come out strong no matter what.
Yeah, man. It's the Caps.
Yeah. So go Caps.
Go Avs, man.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Let's hope for that final. Jesus.
Let's see if we can get some tickets. Some playoff tickets.
Yeah, definitely. If there's playoff hockey near me, I will get them. If there's not playoff hockey near me, I will
get them.
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, shit, I was there when the wave broke for Vegas on game 4.
Yep.
I mean, obviously it went to game 5, but like we destroyed them in game 4, and that's like...
It was the crushing of the soul.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? Like, we got one more game, and chances are we're going to win it. Although that last game was very, very close and exciting. Anywho, MLS, DC and Columbus still on top in the East, but LAFC overtook Seattle.
Meg Dan.
And Buttercup and Lady Buttercup. All three of them were at the game.
Oh, crazy.
So three foppers.
Together? Or
I don't think
just
so.
Just separately?
No, I don't think so. I'll have to ask Dan.
Crayo.
Because Mark didn't respond to my send us the fucking fop trophy text that I send him about once a week now.
Oh,
I was like, oh, yeah, so you got time to go to a fucking LAFC game, but you don't have time to go to FedEx? Yeah, Cam
difficult.
Is hungry for his fucking trophy.
Yeah, I need to put some shit on it.
So that's I think LAFC should be unofficially the... I think everyone in FOP should like that team. Just for no reason. Why not?
Okay.
Okay, let's make that our MLS team.
I'll pledge blind allegiance to some crazy random football team.
Yeah, and you football. Know, I got a hat, and that's all I need.
Now you're a super fan.
So this is
you have more items than most of LA has for their team. So
that's very true. And also, damn it, ums and ahs. You know, God damn it, I can't stop umming and ahing.
You're overthinking it, man.
I am.
You
I almost made an am and
Am.
Anywho.
Am.
I just really like that team. Aside from the fact that they have black and gold and. We might be Fopcast.
Are you color racist? Like,
yeah,
team
absolutely.
Color racist, like black and gold.
Yeah,
you'd hate my high school.
My private school was black and gold, and I liked it then until I realized that was the freaking Penguins colors. Do you want to hear this? The one season of hockey I played,
yeah,
was for a black and gold team.
Uh oh,
how awful is that?
Did you get like drastically injured?
No. I gotta tell you, I was dumb and young, and I did not make the connection that that team was the same color as the Penguins.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, young. Yeah, you didn't think like that back then.
I did not.
You didn't have a spreadsheet documenting your clothing items that you were wearing during certain games and stuff. So
yeah, that's true.
The future is now.
Well, and it's funny because the more I go on with that, the more I realize how. I've missed so many important things, like what jerseys the Caps were wearing.
Ooh, yeah.
Because although they only have one alternative, they do warm-ups in the purples for breast cancer or whatever it is, or just cancer. And then they do you know, the salute to the troops in camouflage, and then they have St. Patrick's jerseys. So I think I should take all these things into account next year.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to go back and watch every game.
No, just for science. I mean, for keeping track of it next year.
Well, for science.
Yeah. And I just have to do better. I've been slipping. Anyway, this is the dumbest conversation ever. So, LAFC, even though it's only a few games in, is now number one in the West. We'll see how long that holds. And NBA, I just realized they have six divisions.
Yeah, why?
Because I don't.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it only makes sense if they don't matter, and they really don't. So basically,
where the points are made up and the refs don't matter because they get paid off.
Well, that's more college. Oh yeah, we probably should have done March Madness. Man, we're bad sports people.
You know, this was the first year I did not fill out a bracket.
Yeah,
first year in like 5 years, six years, and I just.
Again, we went to the same college. You have 1.5 Bobcat fans here.
Yeah.
So the chances of them ever making the Final Four are very small. So meh.
Yeah, and I've never been a basketball fan. I'll go to a game, enjoy it. I'll watch it occasionally, but it's just not like, I don't know. I've never been allegiant to basketball.
I will say this, though. If I'm going to watch, I'd rather watch college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just more exciting. They actually play a lot of defense. It's people still trying to prove themselves, and it's just like, I don't want to say lazy, but it just feels like so forced, because if you have 80-something games and you're getting a huge contract, and it seems pretty set in stone who's going to be in the playoffs and who's not, you know?
Yeah. Oh, like why at the beginning of the season, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the Nuggets, man.
Yeah, well, that's.
I will say.
I was going to say that. They have clinched a position, but after all this bullshit I have talked about the Wizards, they can still make the playoffs somehow.
With like a 42% win ratio?
Yeah, it's still hovering around that.
That's fucking insane.
I mean, they have to go on a streak, but they could still do it, I guess.
Okay. Well, stranger things have happened, man.
True, true. Oh, so. They did six divisions. I don't really know why. Oh, cap score. Excellent.
Kablammy.
Ah, Jensen. Nice, I think. Or Wilson? I don't know. Whatever.
Jensen.
That works on so many things.
I know.
But anyway.
Just two-syllable things.
When they expanded to 30 teams, they split it up into six divisions. And then originally it works like most things do. If you win your division, you get a top spot in the playoffs.
Okay.
But then I believe it was either the...
Wouldn't eight divisions make more sense, though?
Yeah, if you're going to do that, but you can't divide. It'd have to be 32 teams then.
Yeah, good. Pick okay. up two more states, whatever.
Well,
because doesn't Seattle still need a team?
Yeah.
Let's get them a basketball team.
Yeah.
And then fuck it, California is always game for more shit, so just throw another team down there in New York.
Just make a San Francisco team instead of Oakland. Although, I guess they're technically Golden State.
Golden State Warriors, right. Yeah, they're San Francisco.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? Give freaking
Oklahoma.
Vancouver. Oklahoma has a team.
Oh, that's right. Thunder. Son of a bitch. Who else could we... What state? Ohio. No, they got one.
St. Louis?
St. Louis.
I don't think they have a team.
That Missouri? Missouri.
Missouri or Kansas? Or is it Kansas,
Kansas
City?
Kansas is kind of Kansas City. Yeah. Is Missouri and Kansas. It's on the line.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch in town.
But anyway, point being is they did do like that format, and then they're like, oh, it's stupid. So basically divisions don't matter at all unless you win it. No way. No, it doesn't matter. It's the top eight teams in each conference.
Oh, yeah, then the divisions really have no bearing.
It
unless it gets you more points or something,
no,
maybe? No?
It just, you get a banner, I think.
Ooh, I'll take banners.
Yeah, banners are fun, but it's...
I'm a big fan of banners.
Strictly cosmetic.
Mm,
so yeah,
I guess
what happened was it was like bullshit because much like you see with the NHL format where often arguably the two best teams in the league play each other in the second round.
Yeah.
Because it's divisional. So you get four divisions, right? And then you get your top teams in each of those divisions play the wild card teams.
Yes.
And then in round two, that's the divisional round.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't.
That kind of makes sense.
It kind of does, but it doesn't because, like.
You could have just had all that shit roll up
right.
into each division.
And actually, I know this is bad for the players, but what I would love to see, and I guess they've tried this and people hated it, but I think it would be really cool just because I like shaking shit up, is just do a 1 to 16 bracket with, you know, the top division guys at the
top.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be
and
the jam.
The other 12 teams are just the next. 12 teams down the league rankings, so you get like Washington at Colorado in the first round, maybe, you know what
yeah.
I mean, just like you get these wacky rivals, like, you know, now
and then upsets and all that to make it more
yeah,
lively.
Exactly. But obviously we don't call the shots, and I just like to see new shit.
Someday we will.
Someday we'll call the shots. So yeah, Wizards not eliminated. That's really where I was going with that.
The Wizard sleeves.
Yes, the Wizard sleeves. And then before we get into our main topic, because we're trying to kind of do a quick one here. Cam's got to go out of town. So we're doing it all Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Podcast Sunday.
Indeed. We're going to check on our AAF standings, and there were two games yesterday. So the Apollo won again, 6-1, still on top. The Commanders also won, and they're 5-2. And then you can see the games played here. So
damn,
the Stallions
Chris,
lost.
Chris is just getting hosed by the Express.
Well,
poor guy.
I'm going to get to that.
Oh.
The Legends and the Stallions both lost again, so not much has changed. I mean, I guess technically for now I'm up in the standings, but the order, you know, the Iron still hasn't played today, and the Iron play the Memphis Express today, and do you know why that's significant, Cam?
I do not.
Johnny Manziel will make his debut with the Express.
Ooh.
So
if he wins this game
yeah.
for them and doesn't, like, blow it up, he might actually make a name for himself in
yeah.
the AAF.
And what is unclear is whether or not they can still make the playoffs, because I don't know what their format is. I believe it's four teams.
Well, they only have like eight games, right?
Well, or... yeah, so it's got to be four teams.
Yeah,
but it could just be something wacky where they do like a six.
Yeah, or like if you beat the people in your division or
right, well,
conference, whatever.
It's, yeah, it's divisional leaders will win the conference or whatever.
Yes. I don't see it happening for the Express.
No, because it's 10 games. Well, I don't know. They could go 5-2, 4-5, I mean.
Yeah, they'd have to crush
they pretty
it
much
the
have to win
season.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm saying, it's gut check time.
Yeah. It could happen.
For Manziel's career, basically. Maybe. Oh, and then, of course, we have opening day of baseball coming up.
Yes.
So that's exciting. You said
it's a good drinking game.
The home opener for
the Rockies
is
zany. It's crazy.
But it's on the
5th. The 5th of April, yeah.
Okay. We should maybe try and do something for that.
I'm game for going down in that region of Denver.
Are you game for interviews on the street?
Yes.
Let's do it. That is also opening day of the LFL.
Ooh.
But Denver doesn't play until week 3, so we're
what
good.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's only one game a week, remember?
Yeah, I know. It's just so weird.
I get it, but I don't understand why they don't just play whenever. But to their credit, if they're
Saturday, keeping afloat.
Yeah,
you know.
And they're getting tickets and they're getting primetime places at these, you know, ice arenas and shit that they make a field out of, like these little
the event
arenas.
Center and stuff, yeah.
So, whatever. Power to them, and I hope they do well. But moving into our main event today. Oh my god, at 16 minutes, I feel like we need to bullshit for 45 minutes before we do this.
We're usually pretty good about that, but we really didn't pick up any topics or crazy sports stories or anything like that.
Yeah, we're skipping.
And I really don't think there are any crazy sports stories.
I mean, I can always find something wacky about the Capitals, but I just omitted it. Oh, they're putting out a Kuznetsov the bird bobblehead.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get that?
No, I already have the one from the championship, so I'm stoked.
So why don't, but you're not going to get it? I thought
No. It's
a super fan.
I am, but it's for, you get it by going to the game.
Oh, I
and
gotcha.
The story was they had like Ovechkin and Oshie and all these guys doing the bird celebration. Be like, do that impression. So that's about all out of wacky Capitals news. Oh,
okay.
Except for the fact that, you know, after that Tampa Bay loss, we totally lost a game we should have won against. Oh, no.
A team you needed to beat.
Yeah. Well, we didn't need to beat them, but we needed the points.
Yeah.
And then we just blew it. I don't know what the fuck went on. I mean, it was a wild. It was not fun though.
Yeah, well, you guys lost the Wild, so that didn't help us out. Never mind.
Yeah, that's not good for anybody.
Mm-mm.
Except for Zach. So yeah. Shout out to Zach and Shelby if you care about
the Wild.
Care about,
if you're born to be Wild,
Minnesota hockey or professional hockey.
Some kind of hockey.
Speaking, we got off topic. The idea was to segue from baseball to this sport. So back to baseball. Yay, baseball.
Yay, home runs and stuff.
Speaking of baseball.
Oh, yeah. What about baseball?
We are doing, this is going to be a fun one. It's a Finnish sport.
You hear that?
Yeah, it's
fucking
groundskeeper Willie out there
watering the lawn.
Watering the dirt.
Hey, man. Making mud.
Making mud.
Fun to play in the mud.
Fun to play in the putt, apparently.
Putt in the mud.
God damn it. Anyway.
All right.
Speaking of baseball.
Going to baseball. Hey-o,
we were talking
baseball.
About Pesäpallo, which is often referred to as Finnish baseball.
Oh. I was imagining from the name that it would actually be like some Hispanic baseball.
No. But. Well, that's what I was saying is I'm probably going to pronounce everything wrong.
All right.
And the whole... The ending to the show is going to be very entertaining if people make it that long.
Yes, that some people will. Some won't. Some don't have the intestinal fortitude.
No, but they should subscribe and download anyway. That really helps us.
Yeah, please do.
It's referred to as Finnish baseball, but it technically translates to nest ball, which...
Ooh, I like that.
I really didn't figure out why they called it that, but hey, whatever. We'll just roll with the punches
there.
Do they
have like one of those thermostats? Like out on the field?
I mean, it is Finland, so no, maybe.
They probably do.
Yeah. It was invited, as I put on the outline.
Don't worry about that.
Lari
and Taco. Taco,
right.
Yeah, that's fucking Taco,
Lari,
bro.
Taco Pinkala invented it in the 20s after watching baseball and thinking it was a little boring.
He is very right, and he knew that shit in the 20s. Like...
Yeah.
This guy was light years ahead of himself, or ahead of everyone.
Right. And I mean, baseball, you know, it's a little bit of a sleepy game, but I get it. Soccer is too, but they're fun to just drink and watch and blah, blah, blah.
Pretty
blah,
much
blah.
Any sport is fun to drink and watch.
Right, but...
If you have, like, the basic understanding.
But sometimes with hockey, though, I forget to drink because it's so fast-paced.
Very true.
And then at football, I forget I'm watching a football game because... I don't have an entire broadcast team telling me what to pay attention to. And it's the national sport of Finland.
I figured like ice skating or skiing or the luge would be the sport of Finland. But
right. And
cool.
Yeah, you know.
Nice.
I found it because since we're doing, we had a quick turnaround on episodes this week. We were gonna do a bunch of mini episodes about like sports that are basically just mixtures of other sports.
Which is most sports.
Kinda. I mean, you talk about. You'll see, because we're definitely gonna do this, and I found some really fun stuff, and I don't want to spoil it, but you know.
Fun stuff.
Kind of like, oh, there's a sport that's like volleyball, but it's like you can't use your hands.
Oh yeah, I've seen that shit.
Yeah, we're gonna go a full depth on it. I don't even know what it's called.
Let's go deep on foot volleyball,
and hopefully we're gonna get the ginger
footy ball
involved with this because it's big in Thailand.
Oh yeah, we need gingers on this more.
Yeah, well,
there's two souls. We need two souls and a ginger.
We need two souls and a husk of a person.
Yes, just a meat sack.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
can you,
I got it.
Grab that door. So anyway, one thing before we go into this, a little bit of a disclaimer. This game is somewhat similar to baseball, but to fully understand it, you got to like have a 10% baseball mind. You're going to get confused about stuff.
That sounds about like my baseball mind already, so perfect.
But you understand the game really well because it's fairly simple.
Yeah, there's guys with football bats out there and helmets and... They got face masks and
football bats?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're just being confusing for the sake of it. The first thing you will notice about this sport is the interesting shape of the field.
Yeah, it's a triangle and a square with a quarter circle.
Right.
I like it.
So it's long and narrow. Go ahead.
It's the best kind of field.
Best kind of field. It is approximately 96 meters long.
Damn.
And 42 meters wide.
It's like 180 feet?
No, it's 301.837 feet long and 337, almost 338 feet wide.
Damn. Oh, and, yeah, I did my math way wrong.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I actually did the conversion on it because I was very curious. Because I'm like, isn't that like almost exactly 300 feet?
Yeah.
But why 96 meters and not 96 feet? To give our listeners an idea, it's kind of shaped like a pencil. So you got like,
oh, that's a good way to look at
it. Yeah. If you think about like a cartoon pencil, it's, you know, it's basically a rectangle with a triangle at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Not the circular part of the pencil.
And
just like 2D pencil.
This is a distinction I want to make, but also it's kind of confusing because I'm going to compare the bottom of the field to a baseball diamond. But that's not exactly how the game works. It's not just like, oh, it's a baseball diamond with a square outfield. No.
Yeah.
Not at all. But okay. Essentially, the infield is the bottom triangle.
Gotcha. I see that.
Yeah. You can see it, but our listeners can't.
So, yeah, you've got... Yeah, keep explaining. You're good.
So, instead of your typical batter hits the ball, runs the first base off to his right, and... Okay, shit. The base shape is not a diamond.
No. It's a cute triangle.
It's freaking weird. This is where...
An extra angle in it, so it's not a triangle.
This is where
slightly
it gets...
Slightly retarded.
Super wacky. All right. So instead of hitting the ball and running off to your right to first base,
like
you hit the ball...
Would feel natural.
Right. And when you run, which is the whole thing we'll get into...
You have to spin on the bat 14 circles, and then you can go. I'm just joking.
Yeah. I was like, dude, it's confusing enough. I was like, did I miss something?
No.
So instead of running to first base, which would be 90 yards on a baseball field to your right.
Yeah.
And then running to second, which would be 90 yards up the field in a diamond shape.
Yep.
It is much different than that. And I will leave it at that for a second because we're going to come back to the bases. So the bases are not just bags of sand that you touch and have to keep your foot on to be safe.
Oh, please tell me you have to carry them across the field as you get there.
No.
Okay, because that'd be sweet. If it was like donkey ball or something where you had to like pick up the bases and run with them.
No, they're just areas of the field.
Okay.
So once you cross the line, and it's like a semicircles basically.
Okay.
And once you've crossed that, you're good. So if you ever watch...
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, no.
I like having like the element that you have to touch the base.
Well, I
but
mean, there's
continue.
That. You're also eligible once you're out of that area. And then
first
base is smaller than that. But it's just you can run through, and if you watch highlights of this, dudes are sliding into bases all the time.
Okay.
So it's like a jump dive thing, but you don't have to keep something on the base. You know what I mean?
You just have to stay in the nugget of the circle.
Right. And then you'll see guys leading and doing everything too.
Okay.
Which I'm confused because I don't think you can tag a player out, but we'll get all to that later. So
what kind of game is this? Finish people?
If you watch this shit though, dude, it is so much more fast paced and interesting than baseball.
Ooh.
Because you got to do a lot more thinking. It's not just like,
oh, that's
sip
not
going
to work for America then.
Sip your beer, talk to your buddy. The bat cracks, you look for a second, you go back to drinking. It's kind of like almost like kabaddi in a way where they try and keep things rolling.
Fast pace.
Right, even though there's not a time limit, which is another thing.
Rock kabaddi.
I've mentioned this before. God, so many good kabaddi jokes. But the bases are not on a diamond shape. They are zigzagging across the infield.
Yes.
So
very confusing. Like,
we'll get to the dynamics of hitting and pitching, but when you decide to run, you run to first base, which is up to your left.
So you hit the ball first, though, and then you run to the base.
Well, there's complications in hitting too.
Okay.
But for the sake of describing the shape of the field, still, that's where I'm at in the outline.
Okay.
The base is up to your left. And then
diagonal left.
So basically,
like,
if you were playing baseball, you would be running to third base.
Yes.
But this is where it gets all finish. So second base is then.
Actually, we start here.
All nice. All the way to the other side of the field to your right. And this is if you're the batter. Or if
another
you're
45 across the entire
right.
lower diamond
and,
to or triangle to and, get to second base.
And this all sounds stupid, but when you do the math,
mm-hmm.
first base is easier to get to or is shorter than second base. And then, or I'm sorry, the length from home plate to first base is longer or shorter than the length from first base to second. And the length from third or from second to third is longer than that. So as you go around the field and then when you hit
it progressively gets longer.
Exactly. So it's harder to get to each base.
Okay. Money.
So that's fun. That's new. And
an added element. It's not the same distance every time.
Right.
Let's keep it simple.
So first base off to your left, second base all the way across the field off to your right. And then again, this is like either a helicopter or a batter's view. From second base to third base is a straight line. Like
all the way across the top of the triangle.
Yeah, all the way across the top of the triangle. So that's the whole 42 meters, which is apparently longer than the first to second line.
Yeah.
And then from third base, you actually go down.
It's like 126 feet, something like that.
Well, it's the full. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's just call it 120 feet.
Okay, I'm good with that.
From first to second, and then you get the whole length of the field, so 138 feet from second to third, and then from third to home, you run a straight line down, and then
diagonally?
It's like you run straight down and then diagonally into the home base, which is the entire.
But that's not on the field, correct?
It's on the edge of the field.
Okay.
I think. So you don't just run back down the first baseline. That's the idea.
Damn it, because there could be some sweet collisions if they would have added that element.
Right.
But adding that weird little jaunt in there is
also
bizarre. Yeah, well, I get that, but it's just like, what? Like, why do you need an extra, like, turn? I don't know.
I think it's a specialty thing. I really didn't get all that explained to. And I mean, if you look at the actual field, there's like a whole line, like,
right. Unnecessary, yeah.
Yeah, right there. That's like unnecessary.
Yeah, it makes all kinds of weird shapes. It looks like a fox head, kind of the triangle over on the lower left of our screen where it's got the triangle with like two little, you know, ears.
Oh, I see.
And then like one eye. It's a one-eyed fox where it's got a patch over its one eye.
Yeah. So can just look it up.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Google.
PSA.
A-P-A-L-O. Field.
Oh, man. You know, this one seemed really simple, and that's why I picked it, but I don't think that's the case.
It's not simple at all. This is corn-fusing as fuck.
Yeah, corn-fusing. It's a lot easier if you have visual examples. And if you so desire, watch this episode.
Yeah,
like if you're listening on
visual
Spotify,
aids help.
Yeah, aids are always important. If you're watching or if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, like just thank you for the listen there, but maybe just go to Fans of Fopcast. Oh my God, you can see him raking behind me right now.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Hold on, time out for hilarious.
Rake it down. Oh, there goes Pinky and raking. And oh, I'm done. That was enough raking. Oh, no. Look at him go. He's raked so hard.
Is he looking at us? What
no,
is he doing?
He's putting leaves in the bag. Maybe he is listening to us. Dobbs. Dobbs.
He's like Wilson on Home Improvement.
It's the lower part of his face instead of just a hat
it's just
and
his
eyes.
Feet. Because we're in the basement. So.
Back to the game.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we did what we could with the bases.
The field, yeah.
Yeah, the
field. We explain it.
Right, so just if you're just listening, maybe go to the video, click in about 30 minutes, and look at our visual aid, because it is helpful.
Yeah, we got aids
and
on this shit.
This one is even better.
Oh, that helps out a ton, because it's got colors.
Yeah. Anywho.
Home base.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pitching plate.
So...
Let's keep going.
Keep in mind the outfield is gigantic, right?
Yeah, it's a giant square.
It's
massive
huge.
Square.
It's huge.
And
it's
Kofifi.
That's important because batters must, for the ball to be a fair ball,
yeah,
the batters have to hit it within the playing field. So no
foul balls.
No. If they're not in the playing field, they're foul balls. So if you don't hit inside the pencil,
yeah,
it's a foul ball.
Yeah, much like regular baseball.
Right, but in the other baseball, you can hit it out of the field, and that's a home run.
Oh, wait. So there's no home runs.
There's a thing called a home run, but you can't hit it out of the park. You must hit it within the field.
So that's like stupid-ass softball where you get like in trouble. Like amateur softball, you can't hit it out of the park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Trust me, from playing like beer leagues back in the day, it's like a thing where they're like, it's frowned upon to... crank it out of the field.
Hit a home run.
Yeah, they don't like that shit.
Well, what I equated it to was like Little League baseball, because if you play on a shitty field,
it's infinite
and it rolls into the woods. Yeah, but there's an end line and you can't hit it beyond the end line. So you got the batter must hit the ball within the play field, within the pencil.
Keep it in the pencil.
And you got to stick a pin in that because that's just an important thing about the game. But
no
now we got
no out of the park home runs.
Yeah, no out of the park home runs.
Okay.
That's literally my note. You're reading my mind. I love this. And the ball must bounce in bounds, and then it can roll out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it has to hit in bounds.
Yep.
For it to be a legal hit. Okay?
All right.
Put a pin in that.
Pin.
That's just probably one of the most important things you need to know.
Okay.
As in addition to what this looks like. So my apologies to our listener. when my brother, who has started listening to the podcast, gets here, he's only on episode 3, and I'm like, well, that's got to be weird to listen to all of our highlights and stuff out of sync.
But it's a way to do it.
Whatever, he knows about dick runs now.
It's all about the dick run.
The game is played in two periods of 4 innings each. The innings work like baseball, right?
Okay.
So defense and offense.
Yeah.
One team bats. The other team defends. Mm-hmm. They flop.
Flopcast.
When it happens.
Okay.
Oh, they switch after 3 outs.
Same as baseball.
That is the same as baseball, but what is considered an out is not. So also
what
just
the fuck.
It sounds way more. Me trying to explain it to you is way more complicated than just watching and understanding.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to do my due diligence here, but also that's kind of a thing you got to put it in. Pin in. 3 outs is important. What an out is not the same.
Gotcha. All right.
The team with the most runs at the end of each period wins that period.
Oh, shit. So it's not a cumulative of all your runs throughout the entire game. It's just winning the period.
Exactly. Not necessarily cumulative. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If they split between, if one team wins period one, the other team wins period two, they go to an overtime period, which is only one inning.
Ooh.
So
like ride or die inning.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is interesting because that equals 9, which is baseball.
Yep. So it's the bonus inning.
Right. And if after that, the team that is tied, then they do something and
That's where they spin on their heads on the bat and then have to hit it and then they can run.
I'm only sounding frustrated because that's not a fucking thing.
I know.
You're going to confuse them. It's hilarious, though. It's very funny in my mind, but like the part of me that's trying to keep the ship, I'm like, no, they don't spin on their fucking heads. If it goes to an extra inning, that is more, they compared it to like a shootout.
Okay.
But I don't really understand it. Basically, it's a sudden death situation where they play innings again.
So this would be the perfect thing if they had home runs in this game where they could just have like a impromptu home run derby, but they don't do that.
Right. So. No. So what they do is they put a runner on third base.
Ooh.
And then
okay.
It's like
spicy. I like this.
And I don't know if it's the first to score. So like you flip a coin or whoever gets the first inning.
Okay, there's got to be something up there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't this is where I couldn't find.
Do they have coins in Finland?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have Finnmarks.
Finnmarks, I like it.
Yeah. Finnmarks.
Finnmarks, they're like Deutschmarks.
But for Finland.
They're rubles.
Yeah, sure. But
I thought they just used fish.
Sure. They flip a carp.
Carpe flip them.
Anyway, so the shootout inning starts with a runner on third, and I believe it's first team to score, because, like, why would it be any different? Or you just have that leg up, so there definitely is scoring?
Yes.
Not sure. That's, like, way deep into the game, and I have no idea what that could be.
I'm amazed you didn't watch, like, 14 hours of this just for this podcast that we impromptuly figured out just yesterday.
I was playing the Division II all day.
That's all good.
I woke up this morning, picked this. Like I said, I was going to do a study into hybrid sports, but then I was like, wait, this is great. This is wacky enough. It can be its own thing.
All right. All right.
The bad news is my main resource for this is almost out of videos. So I'm going to have to find a new source for this. Oh, we just got some
straight
love
from the source. Mm.
We got some hearts floating on this one.
Oh, wow. That's a first.
I think it's your lady.
Oh, yeah. Hello, lady.
Hey, hey all right. Lady.
So back to...
Pesapalo.
Yep.
Which I'm not sure we're pronouncing that right.
It's all good. We're good with Pesapalo.
Right.
That's what it is in our book.
So, gameplay. Hi, Dina. She says hi.
Hello.
The defending team, much like baseball, plays 9 players on the pitch. And let's go back to our other diagram here. As you can see,
okay,
very similar to baseball.
Yes.
So as what, far as let's just stick. Okay, so
their catcher isn't behind.
No.
Okay,
this is another thing we're about to get to. The batting team. So the defending team fields their players pretty much all the same positions as baseball, except for the pitcher and catcher. And then shortstops are a little bit different.
Yeah, you got 2 shortstops, left and right.
But they're like...
They're just like midfielders.
They're in the outfield.
They're not on the baseline.
And no center fielder. So it's just guys on the left, guys on the right, 4 dudes in the outfield.
And here the catcher is stuck in the middle with you.
Well, you'll understand why the catcher is there.
Okay.
In a second.
I'm waiting.
The batting team actually stands in a semicircle around home base, and I'm not sure why they do that. I think it might just be a...
Like a morale thing?
Yeah. I think it might just be where the game is traditionally.
And maybe they can psych out the pitcher?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, psych outs.
The objective is to score as many points as possible while you're batting.
Duh. Weird.
Yeah, weird.
It's not like
so
golf.
So, pitching.
Okay.
This is where it gets weird. The pitcher actually stands on home plate. So he stands, and then he must throw the ball up in the air at least 1 meter.
Okay.
And let's just leave it at that. So the batter would then step in and attempt to
3 feet,
to
1 meter.
The ball.
Okay.
Yeah. So the batter and pitcher are like right next to each other.
Okay.
More like a pitcher and catcher would be in baseball.
Yeah.
But the pitcher's just throwing it up in the air, like, you know how you do that to yourself during like infield practice, like,
yeah, when you're just trying to like
hit
pop
the
out
ball.
Some ball. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's 2 guys doing it. And
it's like throwing a meatball.
And the pitcher isn't there. as far as I could tell, there's not a real strategy to what he does like there is in American
So there's no
baseball.
Like knuckleball or like a curveball or yet. Well, maybe they haven't crossed that bridge. They haven't
they have. I just don't know about it.
Okay.
And I'm sure like they'll like think to put different spin on it. But essentially their job is making a hittable thing because
they want to make it hittable, which is not like American baseball.
You're not going for a strike out necessarily.
Weird. You think that would be the whole goal.
Well,
but
when we get
the
to
outs are different as well, so
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, when we get to batting, it'll make more sense. Because it's more about what goes on the field as opposed to how can I prevent this guy from making a hit.
Gotcha.
Some other notes about pitching are what constitutes a strike. And again, it's the same terminology, but it's a different thing. That's you're going to get a lot of that with Pesapallo. It's a lot of the same terminology, but they pretty much mean different things.
Okay.
Strike is defined as a legal pitch, right?
Okay.
So anything that works
is a strike.
Right. The batter has three strikes available during their turn at bat, much like baseball.
Yes.
But again, strikes don't mean the same thing. If a pitcher throws a ball in the air and it lands on the plate, it's a strike.
Okay.
So if a batter decides not to take a swing, it goes up and it lands on the home plate, which is a small, like a physical
like a home plate,
yeah. But not
not the same, but
it's not the same as home base. Home base is the whole big thing at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
The semicircle at the bottom where everyone's standing.
Yep.
Home plate is like a physical plate where where the batting takes place.
Yep.
So again, if a runner's coming into home, he only needs to touch home base. He needs to cross
home
base.
He doesn't need to touch the little plate in the middle.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
it's not sliding into home plate.
Right, and this is so the catcher, the guy in full armor, doesn't exist. He's just a dude that's more like a shortstop just out there to plug
field the short ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Tracking.
So, as I said, pitcher throws one on the air. The batter doesn't want to take it. It hits the plate. That's a strike.
Strike.
Yeah. The batter, if the batter swings and misses.
Yes.
That's another strike.
Does it have to hit the plate? Just.
Yeah.
It does.
Because if it's not.
Then it's not a legal pitch.
No,
or it's
exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, now it's starting to come together, right?
Yep.
So it's like one of these things where you need to hear all the rules before you can understand the first one.
Okay.
I mean,
I get it. No,
I don't know
I
if
just
that's,
think
a,
that's a funny way of saying it. You need to hear all the rules before you get the first rule.
Before you understand the first rule.
It's not
yeah.
like Fight Club.
No.
Where there's only one rule.
Yeah. Well, two, right?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah. But we just did.
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
We're out of Fight Club again.
Yeah.
This is my third time this week getting kicked out.
I love that there's a Facebook group that's Fight Club. And like someone made a meme. It's just like 300 people are talking about this right now.
They're all kicked out.
Okay. All right, sorry. Anyway.
So we got pitching down.
Kind of. Well, pitching, yes. But strikes are almost a whole different matter.
Okay.
If the batter makes contact with the ball, it's a strike.
Okay, he struck the ball, I guess. All right.
But this is another thing where it gets super confusing.
Okay.
Because that ball can go foul.
Yep.
In which case, just comes back to the pitcher, right?
Okay.
But if it's a legal, it can hit in the field.
Yep.
But he doesn't have to run yet.
What the French?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, now, yeah, this is getting zany.
This is, again, this is another thing where it gets zany as
that's very finished, fun. Though. Like, I hit the ball, but that's not it. I want to do this over.
And I think I revisit this, but I'm going to keep going through my outline because this is how it was basically explained to me.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind that the batter does not have to run when he makes a legal fair ball.
All right.
He chooses to when he wants to, but there's a whole nother thing, I believe, about batting. Nope,
no,
that's it. So, sorry.
Nope, that's it. That sums it up.
Yeah, so essentially, he can choose what to do. If he hits three balls, or if he hits two balls in a row,
yeah,
and he doesn't have to run. They can field the ball if they want, but if he doesn't leave the home area, he can't get out. You know what I mean?
He's in safe zone.
He's still a
batter.
The
field is lava until he leaves the box.
Yeah, kind of. Well, no. Okay, let's put it this way. Until he leaves the batting area,
mm-hmm.
he's not a runner.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a live player. He's right. just a batter.
He's just a batter.
In a box.
But there's a couple of things. He can strike out if he hits a foul ball.
Yes.
On his third strike.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
That's
I like
a little
that.
Different. Yeah, because I think what? It's like four fouls or like two in a row. I don't know what
there's
the baseball
no,
rule. It, you can
in
foul
baseball,
out.
You can't foul out.
What?
You could hit 900 fouls in a row. You get two strikes.
Yeah.
You can get two strikes from fouls, but you can never actually foul out.
Oh, so
you could just continually hit fouls for an entire game, and then it'd never be a live ball.
I totally thought it was different, but I'm not going to explain what I thought it was because that's just more shit that we're talking about.
That's why
to
I'm
make
saying it's
confused.
Crazy that this one you can actually foul out.
Yes, it's a thing.
Okay.
Dean is asking what kind of ball. It's basically a baseball. She missed the beginning. That's okay. That's another thing.
It's just finished baseball.
Yeah, they all wear helmets.
Okay.
But other than that, it's pretty much baseball equipment.
The fielders wear helmets?
Yeah, I think so.
Whoa, Kurt, that's crazy too.
Yeah, safety.
Yeah, safety third.
So it's basically a baseball and a baseball bat, but I'm sure there's slight variations, you know, to what it's made out of and if the bat's hollow and all this other shit.
Do you think they cork their bats?
Probably not, because you don't want to hit them.
Oh, that's right. You don't want to crank it out of
yeah.
the field.
So, balls or bad pitches, right?
You think they put lead in their bats then so they can't hit it as far?
Just like Mr. Burns when he's trying to, yeah. like, thrash. I'll give you the thrashing of life. Anyway.
Okay.
So, we covered strikes. Now,
got
let's
it.
Talk about.
We got pitching strikes.
Balls Boom. And bad pitch. Or
yeah, let's talk about balls. Let's do that.
Let's talk about balls. So, again, same terminology as baseball, different thing.
Okay.
Kind of different thing. Same concept, but you get it in a different way.
Yes.
So, like, strikes aren't necessarily a bad thing.
No.
In this game.
And you get to pick which hit you go off of and run for. So, yeah.
Kind of.
All right. So, we're tracking.
Yeah. So, walks are pretty much what you would think they are. Or balls. I'm sorry. The ball.
Yes, God balls are pretty much what
I'm
I think
realizing they're. How stupid it is to call this thing balls.
Yeah, but that's what they call.
Couldn't they predict it that 120 years after this or after baseball was created, we're just going to be laughing because they're like, huh, he's got three balls.
No, I don't think they cared about that. That's when gay was still like happy.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, no, he's gay.
Yeah, he's just a gay guy.
He's just a gay guy.
But any illegal pitch is known as a ball or a bad pitch. If the pitcher misses the plate when he throws the ball in the air,
that's a ball.
That's a ball.
Okay.
And if the pitcher doesn't throw it 1 meter in the air, or at least
how do
one
they
meter,
how do they know?
There's an umpire.
Okay.
So say
they don't have like a floating thing that's like that's the 1 meter line.
No.
To
no,
like
not
verify.
At all.
Okay.
If the pitcher doesn't throw one in the air, it's a ball. If the pitcher does something else wrong, it's a ball. But I have no effing idea what that means.
I'm wondering if it's like a balk in baseball, where if the pitcher doesn't like
move
correctly
yeah.
or like, you know, kind of psychs out the batter by looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
Then it like throws off the flow and
yeah.
you can balk.
It was literally something in the tutorial I watched, and it just said that. So if the pitcher doesn't make a legal move of some sort.
Okay.
But basically, all they're doing is throwing the ball up in the air, and it's got to be hittable. You
okay.
know, same
yeah, yeah.
concept, but different.
You want to throw the most hittable ball.
Yeah, I think so.
Instead of the most unhittable
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, absolutely, because if you fuck up,
yep.
you get a walk, and this is how walks work.
Okay.
Same concept as baseball. Guy gets on base, right?
Yes.
The batter goes on base without having to make a hit.
Okay.
But
uh-oh.
If there are no runners on base, it only takes one ball to get walked to first base.
Whoa.
So, like I said, pitchers are basically there trying to serve hittable balls.
Okay. Sorry.
That wasn't even that bad.
I know, but serving hittable balls just sounds funny. Yeah, see? Now you're laughing.
Fuck you, man.
You're
I'm laughing way too hard now.
Because it's serving hittable balls.
Okay.
I don't know what's so funny about that.
Oh, man. Again, so many team names. If you ever need a team name, just listen to the episode from last week. It's gold.
It is.
I mean, like, any week. So we're on week 11, listen to 10.
Yeah, we have a bunch of random shit we say that's pretty hilarious.
Yes, this is the point. I mean, how did we get this
random podcast?
This is the name, which was always going to be a secret amongst only foppers.
Yep, no one will ever guess.
Nope, friends fighting over Precious.
Yep.
Fantasy football on parade.
On parade, on parade.
Okay, if there are runners on the bases,
yes,
then it takes two balls to get on base.
Okay.
Or it's two balls for a walk.
Okay.
Like, this also allows the point runner.
Okay.
Which is the furthest runner.
Like the head runner.
Right. So the guy.
The runner that's progressed the furthest.
Right. But he doesn't have to be on third base to be the point runner. They just call the guy that's furthest along the point runner.
Yeah. Cause you're the point runner if you're on first base and the only one on base.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or if there's a. But here's the thing. So in baseball, if you have a guy on first, or if you have a guy on second, right, and there's a walk, he doesn't move.
Okay.
But in Pesapolo, that guy moves.
So, weird. Okay.
So if you walk a batter and there's a runner on second base, he goes to third. And I believe if the dude's on third and you walk someone, he goes home and scores.
Okay. So, and yeah, in baseball, you'd have to have full bases loaded to walk that guy in.
So, but like I said, pitcher's job is not
meatballs.
Is just
finish meatballs, bro.
Sweet finish meatballs. And by that, we mean hittable balls.
Yep.
So, the defending team must remove the batters from the lineup and get three outs. That is their objective. And you're like, what do you mean remove somebody?
Yeah.
Well,
I imagine like a hit, like going out on these people.
Okay, so here's the thing. If a fly ball, right? A ball in the air still is caught by a defender after it is hit by a batter.
Okay.
Then all the bases runners are removed.
Oh, wow.
And those players cannot score, but this isn't counted as an out.
What the fuck?
So it just clears the scoring chances. So those are really good. Another reason why you want to be very strategic about how and when, where you hit the ball. It's not just get it the fuck out of the infield. It's like
get it in the no man's zone.
Right.
Like in between the four dudes.
And then you take into the account like where your runners are too.
Yep.
So it's always shifting. It's not just like a clock in baseball. It's wacky.
Crazy. Okay.
So it's like I said, it's not just about bombing the ball. It's about placing the ball in a place that won't get caught.
So it's kind of like golf in a weird way. Ball placement on a par five.
I see where you're going with that. Yeah. Obviously, like, you know, you don't just want to whack it down the field if I don't think
it's not about power.
Yeah. It's not all about power. So the only way to get a runner out is to tag the base that he's going for, and it's like a force out in baseball.
Okay.
So no one's on base, right?
Yes.
Dude, I love how the hypothetical requires like three steps in this game.
Okay.
So first batter up in an inning.
Yes.
He hits the ball.
Boom.
Legal ball. No one catches it.
Yes.
You can only get him out by throwing to the first baseman who does a force out, a tag on the base, before the runner gets there.
Okay.
That's the only way to get a runner out. So there's no tag outs.
Whoa.
And then,
because I was really hoping this game was going to get to the point where you could throw the ball at someone and get him out. But
but kickball would be fucking fun as hell.
Yes.
Even if the base is like 20 feet.
Pesa kickball. Low.
I'm not. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
I was trying to like dissect the word, but I'm like, oh yeah, I don't speak Finnish. If that is even an actual language. I'm sure it is. Okay. The other way to get an out is if a batter hits a foul ball on the third strike, they are out.
Done.
Right.
So that's where the batter can fuck up and get out.
Exactly.
Okay.
I believe he can technically strike out too. If he can't hit the ball, but again, if you have a pitcher that's trying to get you to hit, it probably doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, you shouldn't be striking out.
Yeah, and it's...
Excuse me.
There's a few, like, weird things at the end.
Okay.
Where the sources I had like Wikipedia said this and tutorial said this thing, and they seem contradictive, but okay. neither of them addressed it a guy taking three swings and missing as an out. All okay. of them said that these were
like
the only ways
a legitimate plays.
Yeah, the only ways to get outs.
Okay.
And then after three outs, you switch.
Okay. Defense, offense.
Right.
Boom. Swappy swap.
Now here's where the super nuances come into play.
Yeah.
If they're okay, for one inning, the batting team may add jokers to their lineup.
Okay.
Jokers are three designated hitters who may bat in any place of the lineup. So for okay. one inning, they can bat 12 players.
Gotcha. Okay.
Again.
So you'd probably want to save that towards the end, or okay, but
yeah,
sorry,
it's all a strategy thing. Like yes. if you're feeling hot,
just let him come out of the gate swinging.
Yeah. But what they don't, what I didn't see is if that's only once a period or once a game. I think it's only once a game.
Okay.
So again, if you're playing for the period, not for the whole game, then you might not
want them till the second period,
or you want to get that win, you use them in the first period.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, right. And their jerseys are a different color.
That's important.
I mean,
I guess.
I've seen it's just like big fat dudes that hit the ball well.
Okay. They're oh, well, never mind. I was going to say they're their home run hitters, but goddamn it, they're no home runs.
Yeah, they're designated hitters. Well, that was confusing. I'm like, why are these guys like so fat? They should probably be better runners, if anything.
Yeah, exactly.
No, whatever. Again, I only saw a few sources.
Not my game, not
I
my problem.
I do definitely want to witness a game of this, though. Or play in it. Shit, this seems like it'd be more fun than softball.
I agree.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, a home run in this game.
Okay.
Now, you got to go back to your wacky diagram.
Mm-hmm.
And for this sake, I'm going to change our visual aid to just the infield.
Okay.
So, for... Nope.
Little triangle.
Yeah.
With the pencil tip.
Right. So, as we were describing, first base and third base are essentially on the same line.
Yes. Same diagonal line.
So,
to the left.
To get a home run, a batter must make a legal hit, obviously,
okay.
and then runs straight through first base to third base.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They skip second.
Yeah.
All on one play. And if they don't get tagged out, this counts for a point alone, just getting to third base.
Okay. That's all the points in
yeah.
third base.
So, essentially, if a batter hits a ball and decides to run to third base and makes it, that's a point in and of itself. And then
Okay.
he's eligible then from there to go score once again.
Oh,
so he can score twice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It you know, he has to hit home plate, though.
Gotcha.
He doesn't have to, like, run the other way around the bases or go back to first. What didn't get very well explained was, like, okay, what if a guy, like, runs through first base and then he's like, oh, shit, I don't think you can go back.
Okay.
Like, I think.
So it's like you commit. You're either out
right.
or you're a home runner.
Right. There's no tagging up or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
So there is that. So
that's an added element.
Yeah. So now he can get 2 points in one bat, which obviously is
that's
huge.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And now the weird shape of the field makes a lot more sense.
Yes. Because you're running a lot further to get to third base with that really crunchy, weird line added in there. The extra 45. But yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So finally. Innings over, and I have a question mark on my outline. One source said that the batting team can only cycle through their lineup once.
Hmm.
And then another source said that innings end if the batting team fails to score 2 runs during their cycle.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can just keep batting.
Forever,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure in American baseball you can do that if...
You know, if you're crushing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could bat 49 runs in an inning.
Right. Okay, cool. I'm a
as
little
long as you don't
sketch
get your
of the
outs.
Finer things on baseball. Yeah.
I got you.
So I'm not sure how an inning ends. I mean, obviously three outs ends it.
Yeah.
But
for each team,
yeah,
is an inning. But yeah.
So one source said, like I said, one cycle through the lineup. The second said that the batting team, if the batting team fails to score two runs, then the inning's over.
Maybe it is like they cycle through, and if they don't score two, then that's the end. But if they score two, they continue the cycle again.
Yeah, that's what I...
That would make the most amount of sense to me. So it'd be like, oh, you didn't score two runs. You guys are sitting down. You didn't get your three outs. So it's the other team's try,
right, yeah,
to keep it quicker pace than baseball.
But then a hot team has a chance to keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. So that does it for the rules, that as I understand it.
Nice. Okay.
So let's talk a little bit...
A little bit.
About the professional leagues and
okay,
how that works.
This is the most important part.
So
the super herpes.
Super pieces. Is the highest level of professional or highest level of what's this game called? Pesäpallo.
Pesäpallo.
In Finland. And basically, it was created in the 1990s, but it replaced the old version of the league.
Okay.
So there's been a professional...
It's owned by NBC, it looks like.
Yeah, that was my main thing. It's like, you'll never see this on NBC because they have the same logo, but they made it...
A little different?
Yeah, it's just like if you took it in a program and rotated it on its Y-axis, like 30 like, degrees.
Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And basically, this is like the Premier League for
Pesäpallo.
Pesäpallo. And there's 14 men's teams and 11 women's teams. They don't play each other.
Oh, bummer. That'd be
well,
sweet if
I'm
they did.
I'm sure there is. I actually did find a sport in my searching for this.
Yeah.
That's basically like co-ed netball, but there's more action.
Ooh.
And it's like,
I didn't think there was any more action possible out of netball. The game was a real fucking
it's so hard
in
to track.
Yeah.
No,
God
but
damn.
it's pretty sweet. I forgot what it was called. But it'll be in our hybrid sports.
Hybrid. All right.
Study.
Okay.
Boy, did I find some good ones, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of want to just go into that. But anyway.
Soon. Soon, Bobby. Soon.
So this works much like any soccer premier system works.
Okay.
So
it's all about being the champ.
Well, it's all about getting into the highest league and then playing for that championship.
Yep.
So of these 14 or 11 teams, one of them faces relegation every year. And that goes down to the Jokos Pesis. So I think Pesis, P-E-S-I-S.
Is like the league?
Is like league.
Yeah.
And then obviously super is the best one. And then whatever Y, regular K, O,
umlaut.
S. Is,
umlaut O.
Yeah. Is the league below that.
It's like Yoko Ono pieces.
Yeah. And do you, before we get into our little closing segment here, do you have any questions?
I mean,
thoughts?
Do they have like mitts?
Yeah.
Are they in the outfield with mitts?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, pretty much very similar equipment to baseball, although I think it's a little bit specialized. Like I saw the catcher's glove and it almost looked more like a hockey goalie mitt.
Oh, so they have a slightly bigger glove.
I don't even know that. It was just like the shape of it.
Okay.
It almost, it kind of looked like a scoop instead of like a glove.
Gotcha.
So, because
he has a little, he's closer. He needs a bigger mitt.
He or she.
I'm sorry. The catcher needs a bigger mitt since they're a little bit more apt to get hit in the face by a ball.
Right. And one thing that probably didn't really come through is if the batter like tips the ball,
mm-hmm,
it's huge if the catcher can just snatch it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the pitcher can just snatch it. So you really got to watch some highlights.
Okay.
And you know what? It's the end of the podcast, so I think I'm just going to bring up some, and we can watch it, and then we'll... Oh, wait, let's do this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, can you see that at all?
I can see.
Can you read those their letters?
Down... Where am I looking for letters?
Up here. Hold on. I'm going to zoom in on this shit.
Yes, I'm on the same page now.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Let's take turns trying to read some Finnish team names.
Oh, shit. All right. Team. I'm just going to start at the top. Alajärven Ekkenroot.
Okay. Hyvinkään Taco. I wonder if that's named after Taco.
After the head taco, dude.
Yeah.
The big taco at the top.
I think that's Helsinki's team, by the way. Anyway, next one.
It kind of looks like, yeah, Helsinki's, that'd be their team if that was. Okay. I'm a Tran. Paolo Vinto.
Jonensson Melia.
Melia. My Melia.
Hey, Jonensson, I'm going to mail you.
You need a job soon? I'll mail you. Yeah. Dude, my next one's got like 8 Y's in a row with J's all around them. Jaime Jusit.
I think that's actually pretty good.
I'm impressed. Good luck.
Ken Kanpaya, or Ken Kanpan. Melia.
The Melias are taking over.
Yeah, that must mean...
Mint?
United or something, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Kempleen Kiri.
Kiri?
Kiri? Kiri.
Okay. Kitteen Palo negative 90.
Negative 90. Kos Ken Koravin. Oh, fuck. Urish Jayat? No. Hijelate? Something like that? Hijelate?
Urheijlijat.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That's not in my wheelhouse, sorry.
No. Kuljuvolin?
Yes.
Palunlai... Oljat.
Yojat.
Yojat.
Paddy John. Erle Jayat.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Good luck with that ILILIL thing.
Silenjarvin? I don't know what to do with the umlauts and shit.
Me either.
This is a great spelling, though. S-I-I-I or S-I-I-L-I-N. J A with dots R V E N P oh then Pessin or
Pessis.
Pessis. P E I S S. Damn it, no. P whatever. You're up.
Stuckamon Jaimai.
You did what to her?
Stuckamon Jaimai. It's like
okay.
An STD.
And then Vempelin Vito. Nice.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Now on to the women's teams. No, I think they're all the same. Actually,
gonna make people's ears bleed.
Yeah, I'm curious.
The women's team. There's one called Manze Pipi,
and Minyaman Vesa. Oh, it's different teams because it's different clubs that make it to the top level.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what does taco mean in Finnish?
I really want to know about more about the Jokers, like. Why did they have this added element? Like, it's kind of like a pinch hitter, but why three of them? And why only, like, once per half or whatever? There's just, yeah. We're going to have to, like, sit down and drink beer and watch this game.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly think it's just a wild card thing, like, hence the name Joker.
Yeah.
But it's, like, designated hitters, but they, you know, you only get to use them once a game or maybe once a period.
All right.
Yeah, cool beans.
Right on.
So why don't we end the episode and we'll just watch some of this crap live or not live, but
not live stream but here. Sound wise.
And
okay, here
here's,
we go.
Here's some highlights.
All right, so they got the whole batter's team all around them.
Okay, wait.
In the box.
So
pitcher just gooses it up. So can it bounce as a not a home run? But, like, bounce out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just got to hit inside the field of play.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is way more fast pace. I do like that.
Yeah.
It's just very confusing with having very little background.
So, I don't know what happened here. Oh, barely in bounds. That's why it was such a big deal. So, oh, there you saw the runner. Yeah.
Yeah, on second.
Yeah, he was chilling, though.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
So he doesn't... I think you have to... You get forced to run, you know, if, like, you're on second.
Oh, and then you get little kids to play in the... Block it from going way out.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what's up? It's like a ball boy.
Yeah. And it kind of looks like
a
mixed bag of people wearing helmets or not.
Yeah, they're not like full helmets, though. It's like if the ball hit like the top of your dome, you're dead.
Helmet, yeah.
Like if there's a pop fly and it just tagged the top of your head,
I'm
you're out.
I'm not sure what happened in this clip. Hold on. So yellow team is up to bat. Orange team's in the ball. In the field.
Yep.
Dude hits
it. Pops it out deep.
Oh, he said it was out of bounds.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like a dude is running in spite of that. So maybe if it's out of bounds.
Yeah, second base to third base and out with the X.
Yeah.
The umps have X's and O's.
Not really sure what happened there.
Yeah, that field's kind of weird because it's all dirt.
Right.
Like it's not a...
Normal. Oh, yeah, it's not grass.
Yeah, there's no grass. So it makes sliding like you're even more gangster to slide on this clayey dirt.
Yeah. Well, it's like if the whole running lane on a baseball diamond were the field. There's no grass.
Plunk.
So pitcher.
Pops it out. Oh, man. Ump jumps out. That guy just rolled it into the fields of Norway or Finland.
Oh, that's interesting. See, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, dude, this I like that added element.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, everybody's going to score this time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, look at him. Why wouldn't you have just ran to the third base, though, and
that,
got the
that
extra
might have
point?
Been the guy on second?
Okay.
Let's watch that one again. No, okay, so Slidey McNo-love.
Yep, you're out, Slidey McSlide face. And then... All right, here we go to the next highlight. Or is this... What the...
No, this is...
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Do you think those are the jokers with the...
These are the weird jokers.
Sponsored by Subway guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so wait.
John
is this
Mimi?
The... Okay, this is the...
All right. Oh, see, and it's like Happy Gilmore. Did you see him take like
four
steps?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they step in and
totally
swing at it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so let's go back to the beginning of this guy. So... Joker's up to bat. Maybe this is why you need to be that guy. Oh, I see what happened there. It looked
it
like
was
it was
inbounds.
Go, yeah.
Yeah.
Barely touches
ding, ding,
inbounds.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right
goes
past
out diagonal to the right.
Yeah. So past
into
the
fields.
Second baseman. And then the outfielders are
forced to look in the weeds, literally like weeds for the ball.
But yeah, you're right. Why didn't home guy go straight to third and get the double point?
Yeah, because he runs the first and then rounds
the Joker
to second.
Here. Huh.
And then, yeah, man, you think you'd be like, oh, it's in the weeds. I'm going third so I can get another point on the board for my team.
Right.
And then, and see, that guy's got the peacock logo.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, he's got the super giant or whatever.
That was another thing that I kind of overlooked is apparently the managers are much more of an active thing.
So they can kind of like.
They like signal guys and stuff, but I like
they're like a base coach almost.
Yeah, but okay. It's like they plan strategy and like they have like the fan thingy is like a part of the game somehow.
Oh,
like
now
this,
I get why. Okay, so you're doing a purple, red, green route.
The reason
and then
the reason,
that actually makes sense in like football.
Yeah, well, no, it's like play calling basically.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're just like, you know, like
right.
Blue, orange, green. Blue green.
I think it's a bit excessive because okay, the game is complicated, but it's not that complicated, you know?
True.
Yeah. But to some degree
it's actually super fucking complicated.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if you were a baseball player, it's not like football where there's like literally endless combinations of what guys can do almost.
True.
It's just run now, don't run now.
Yeah. Yeah. Round
second. But that being said, the reason
run to third.
The reason why I didn't get into what managers do is because the first sentence was, they hold a multicolored red fan. And I was just like, I can't. Like, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, that's like 50 Shades of Red or what the fuck you got going
on
here.
Yeah, I was just like, dude, no, hold another can of worms. I can't do this. And like I said, I learned about this sport this morning.
Well, good deep dive for a couple hours of investigation.
Right. So let's see what's going on in this play.
Okay.
Oh, this guy bunts it.
Oh, man.
Oh, and then they get it out. Okay, cool.
All right.
Let's watch some more.
Going deep.
Yeah.
No, YouTube, we're not answering questions. All right. Top five plays, I'm guessing, by this dude. Okay, he gets the meatball. And, overthrows. It's out into the woods again.
Yeah.
I do like that element that you could just throw it in the woods and it's still alive. Right. That'd be like being able to throw it into the stadium.
Right.
Into the, you know, the stands. And yeah.
It's like if a it bounces and goes over the home run line and you got to go get it.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, yep, good luck.
And now the center fielder is climbing the ladder.
He's fighting people for the ball.
Oh, no. It looks like the opposing team's fan has the ball. They've put it in their underwear.
Yes. Good luck getting it out. They're just throwing it up to the upper deck.
It's like if a fan does that. Actually, that's a ground rule. One runner.
One base run. Yeah.
And then the other runner gets on third.
Just to keep it very interesting. Yeah. Oh, man. They take like crazy routes in this shit.
Yeah.
The rounding of second is not easy to just keep going.
No.
Because you got to make that straight line.
Yeah.
So that turn is super difficult.
Right. It's a crazy serious element. Pivot.
Oh, man.
Okay. And see, the base is big. That's why.
Yep.
It's like an area. So the baseman doesn't really leave it. Although,
definitely just in there.
I wonder if it's a thing where they tried bases and it was just too difficult for the runner
to like tag that and then turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. Plus, that makes it so like your outfield has a good chance to throw it to you as well because you can like cheat your way to the outfield.
Oh, okay. So wait, here's an interesting play. This is the stuff that I obviously did not get into. So
okay,
right here is
a hit.
No, it's a
foul.
This makes more sense. Okay, so watch the batter on this. The pitcher throws. The batter fakes it, leaves it.
Oh,
and
oh
then
shit!
They try and get the guy out.
But the batter ran. See him running?
Yeah, because it hit
the base.
Hit the base, so it's a legal strike.
Okay.
Fucking awesome. Okay, now we're getting into the weird, like, kabaddi level of rules.
Kabaddi, 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 kabaddi.
Oh, yeah, you got to say pesa lal. Pesa lal, pesa lal, pesa lal.
Until you can get on base.
Oh, it looks like the Caps just scored again. Fuck yeah.
Damn, dude, this game is crazy.
Yes. Again, like, I'm afraid we're going to run out of
stuff.
I like
how it looks like they're
watch.
All playing like in the woods, you know, like they're playing like up in a mountain. It looks like a summer camp.
Right. Well, one thing that I did notice was that one of those places had a fence, but it wasn't like a convenient fence.
Oh, no. That was a shitty fence.
You can still fuck up.
Yeah, you could still hit it over that fence or it could bounce out.
So I think what's
and then you'd have to climb the fence to get the ball.
I mean, you might as well just let it go at this point. So I'm all
right.
This thing actually looks more like a tennis ball. I don't know what the feel of it is.
I bet it's baseball-esque.
But let's take one more look.
Maybe it's like a... Oh, what?
Oh, this must decide who... Oh, that's weird. So
that's like old school, like...
Yeah. So they do the whole...
Hand on the bat?
Hand on the bat game to decide who wins...
The first hit.
Yeah, the first hit.
It does. It's green like a tennis ball.
Right. So here you see the captains, I'm assuming. Ah, okay, cool. So look up hand on the bat game if you're curious about
what
that shit.
Yeah. So it's like where you stack your hands on
I was
top.
Hoping to actually get like an actual game so we could see how fast the pace really is.
Oh, man. There's just a lot of elements. You can't really call it like baseball.
No. I mean, it's based on baseball. But
so this guy's definitely a joker.
Yeah, that guy's a joker. Joker Boom! Swings. Good hit.
And.
Oh, he hits grab. A run in, and maybe that's.
That was like the game winner.
No, this is like a 5-minute video of highlights. So I think it's just he got a run. And.
It's weird
Another
that
joker.
Like the other batters are in the circle and they all hold the bats above their head. Why is that like a?
I think it's got oh
in the water.
There's
a Oh, man, I love that there's this added element of, oh, dude, the guy's, like, literally getting in the water for it.
He's trying to stop the shining. Okay, so
wow.
For those of us that aren't watching, basically a hit happened, but on the left side of the field where all the bases are, there is a hill that leads into a river.
Water hazard.
Dude, that's what this game needs, is more hazards.
Yeah, like, they should have like a sand pit out in the middle so you slow down if you're running in the outfield.
They should play with robots, and there should be like flamethrowers. And like, did you ever watch the show Mutant League?
No.
Okay. Or
was that the one that was like fighting robots?
That's BattleBots.
That was dope.
I'm going to try and reach out to my buddy who wrote on that. So like they would write, you know, bits almost.
Gotcha.
Not like skits, but they do like the fun little quirks and stuff because it was on Comedy Central. They'd have like comedians write.
Like this bot's fighting this bot. And
yeah.
How
so,
to make it zany. And
so, you know, when you watch any type of game, especially like baseball and football, where it's like a slog to get through it and they're just spouting shit.
Mm-hmm.
So comedians would write that shit.
Yeah.
And they'd write jokes like, here comes Spinny Bot. Hope he doesn't get dizzy. Hopefully a lot better than that.
But I get you.
Yeah.
But funny.
So I'm saying water hazards, like maybe one of the baselines, here you go, from first to third base should be all mud.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. And the other one has like I don't know, something like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
You have to slip and slide from second to third.
So these mitts are way more circular. They're less glovy. They look more like catcher's mitts, but it seems like they're thinner than a catcher's mitt.
Yeah, they thinner in density, but bigger in like surface area.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm looking at Pesapallo on Wikipedia. The ball is roughly the same size as a baseball. Yellow has a circumference of 8.5 inches, so a little bigger than a baseball, but still weighs 5.6 ounces. So
pretty much just a yellow baseball?
Yes.
While you were doing that, you missed it. So this creek runs around the back of it, too.
And, oh, awesome.
And let's just say the defending team.
Dude, that should be something, too. Out in the middle should just be like a giant hole, and you should have to put on like snorkeling gear to go get the ball.
I love this. So much like many of our sports, it was a demonstration sport in the Olympics at one point, too, in the 50s. But
and every
on.
Other nation was like, nah, we ain't doing that. In the water again, on the other side of the creek. Whoa.
This guy's, dude.
That creek wasn't that deep.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that two of these guys should just be in the creek.
The creakers. That's what we'll call them.
Yeah. And maybe if there's a water hazard, you just have a guy in the water.
With a, I'm telling you, a snorkeling mask or
right.
a scuba guy.
And somehow make the
scuba Steve.
Make the ball so it's not buoyant.
Yes.
I love this.
There's some definitely awesome elements of this game.
Yeah. While
like,
we're here.
Oh, man.
Dude, you should look up if this goes on in Colorado real quick. And then
okay.
Maybe we can get some cool team names that are American. Although I figure, you know, they're either the soccer vein of names where it's like, yeah, we have a mascot, but we're called United or FC or PC or whatever. PC Colorado, bro.
PC Principal, man. But it looks like it was played in Colorado, but I don't see anything recent.
Yeah, you don't have any. Not
like
the Night Fighters.
2008 was the last time there was like Colorado Pesapallo.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see if it's a faster pace than baseball, because I got to say, then I would rather watch this.
Yeah, no, it is super cool. I mean, I like I said, dude, that pitcher just like went way up in the
air. Yeah, he fucking launched it. So
you'd think that the trick would be like a little bit lower ball, but I could be.
I mean, if the batter's got to run up to it, then you might just want to shoot that fucker into the air so he's like trying to watch it as it comes down, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Try to trick him.
Yeah. Seems to be no problem with the whole team going out and giving a guy a high five that makes it to third base. Much like high school.
Yes, exactly.
Hi-yo!
Make it all out there.
Cool, man. Well, we did a solid hour and a half on this. I'm actually surprised without all of our other crap, we made it this long.
Yeah, we Pesapollo'd hard, dude.
Yeah.
We went hard in the Pesapollo paint.
So we're recording a little early. I don't know. I'll probably do some engineering work on it since we've got time. But yeah, hopefully, I think we'll be back next week with some way, shape, or form. We'll get one in.
Yeah, man. We'll make it happen.
All right. Commish out.
Lights.